Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we're halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan, appreciate you guys being here. Thanks for being in the YouTube chat. Thanks for being on social media, listening on your Odyssey app, your radio, and your car, however you consume us. We really, really appreciate it. And enjoy doing this program for you, despite everything that's gone on this year, man. We try to... You guys are as much therapy for me as maybe we are for you. So getting able, you know, being able to come in here and talk to you guys every day certainly helps get it all out there. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. We did our member stream last night, had a great time, went about an hour and 10 minutes. After it was over, put the kids down and got in bed and started to fall asleep. And I got a text from a buddy that said, hey, are you watching this? This thing with the LA Fire concert, the relief, what was it called?
Fire Aid. I completely forgot it was last night.
As did I.
Totally forgot.
As did I. And at the time, it was about 8:30. And I said to myself, this is discipline, my friend. I said, if I start watching this, I will not stop. So I'm not going to. I will wake up in the morning and be treated to clips online of all the things that I missed. And I think I'm going to go back this weekend and try to watch it on...
I fully plan on starting it, at least.
Like, it was actually on every streaming platform last night. Everywhere, Paramount Plus had it. Everybody had it. They were running it live.
I haven't seen like the runtime for the show yet. I know like the last one I watched that was streamed was probably the Taylor Hawkins tribute
that was incredible.
Concert in London
it was
that
incredible.
Foo Fighters did.
It was not
a Foo Fighters concert. It was
like 5 hours long.
It was like 8 hours.
It was 8 hours long.
It was like all damn day on a Saturday. And so if this is anything like that, I look forward to maybe tomorrow or Sunday, whatever, even tonight, just turning it on and kind of just letting it run in the background.
So they had it at two different venues. They had it at the Intuit Dome, and then they had another separate one at the Forum, maybe?
Yes. Right across the street from each other.
Right across the street. And it was a star-studded event. And I do mean star-studded. And it opened. It actually opened with Billy Crystal, who welcomed the crowd to the Kia Forum. And he said, quote, our goal is simple tonight. To spend more money than the Dodgers spent on free agents, he joked.
Billy Crystal, huge
to raise more
LA
money,
Clippers
yeah.
fan, so and he, also lost his home.
Yep, he also told the audience that U2 offered the first big donation of the night, $1 million. Crystal said he was wearing the clothes he had on when he evacuated. He lost his home in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood that he had lived in for 46 years. Mm. And so then the music starts, and it just goes nuts. Biggest stars in the world. Lots of surprises. And I think probably the biggest one was a Nirvana reunion. Now, tough to reunite Nirvana without Kurt Cobain.
Even I know that.
Yep. But they had some absolute superstars come in and sing the vocal part. St. Vincent did a couple of songs. Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, Joan Jett, and then drummer Dave Grohl's daughter, Violet, came on stage and sang All Apologies. And you guys all know what Dave Grohl has been in the middle of the last few months. Fathered a child out of wedlock with another woman. A little bit ironic. All Apologies, his daughter, he's on the drums. Everybody kind of noticed that, but listen, give it a listen. So cool.
Wow.
Just listening, as I'm watching, it's such a cool shot to see Violet Grohl singing into the mic, and then just over her shoulder in the background, you see her dad on the drums.
Bro, Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth playing on the song, Pat Smear, who was in Nirvana and the Germs, and Chris Novoselic, who was the Nirvana bass player. Total surprise. Nobody knew it was coming. Incredible. I'm punching myself for not. I would have been up till midnight. So I had to go to
sleep. I do not
remember
that being billed for the night. That was a surprise. A Nirvana reunion.
There's a ton. What else do you have, Paul? You pulled a couple clips.
How about we can all get down with a little Stevie Nicks, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Stevie Nicks.
Let's see.
You have to do this song. You have to.
I took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky.
I mean, that sounds absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. So, yeah, Stevie Nicks did a couple songs. Lady Gaga did a couple songs. I loved this one because I'm obsessed with... I still just love Led Zeppelin. I still love the Black Crowes, and I love Guns N' Roses. So it was Chris and Rich Robinson from the Black Crowes playing with Slash on guitar, singing a Zeppelin song.
Drank all my wine.
Kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Made up my mind to make a new start. Going to California with an alien in my heart.
One of my favorite songs.
Chills,
of all time.
Dude. It's unbelievable.
Goosebumps.
Someone told me there's a girl out there, love in her eyes, flowers in her hair.
Just what a night, man. I don't know the total that they raised last night. My guess is that it's a buttload.
And it's probably still climbing at this point as well.
I mean, a buttload of money was raised last night. I Lady Gaga finished the show with Shallow, Always Remember Us This Way, played a new song on the piano. Just incredible. Green Day, Billie Eilish. I mean, you name it, man. They were there last night. What a special night. Red Hot Chili Peppers came out and did their kind of California threesome, Californication, Danny Californian, Under the Bridge. Dre came out with Anderson .Paak. Joni Mitchell played. No Doubt played. Katy Perry played. Just nuts. So hopefully they raise a lot of money and get it going again.
There's a lot of great songs with California.
California is the number one.
I think
one.
I've done it as a take on Woods category in the past, yeah. But there are a lot of really good California-centric songs.
You read some of what Billy Crystal said, but just listen to... I got like 30 seconds of him opening it up. It was pretty awesome.
Hello, L.A., and everybody watching around the world, watching us. Welcome to Fire Aid. We are gathered here at the Kia Forum. Our goal is simple tonight. To raise more money than the Dodgers spent on free agents. You'll be hearing from a number of people who were tragically affected by these fires, and I am one of them. I stepped onto the grounds and I fell to my knees and I wailed. I had not cried like that since I was 5 years old, and I was told that my father had just died. This was the only thing that was left. I felt it was a message from that 15-year-old me saying, it's going to be okay, and it will be okay.
Wow. Incredible. By the way, Clippers owner Steve Ballmer has said, you donate to Fire Aid, I will match it.
Like all.
All of it.
All the matches.
All of it.
So it's going to be a lot to match.
That contribution is on top of the $15 million that he already donated a few weeks ago. He said, we love L.A., committed to supporting the communities affected by the devastating wildfires in coordination with our local partners. Ballmer Group will contribute to addressing immediate food and shelter needs and supporting our first responders. And he had said, yeah, whatever we raise, I'll match it, which is just nuts. So,
and I will point out, you know, and this is Dodger loving, but the Dodgers are also donating $100 million toward the fire relief as well.
It's crazy.
Which you know, feels... appropriate.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's see. What else? Somebody says, was this televised or streamed? It was streamed,
like,
I know.
Everywhere.
It was streamed everywhere. You know, it was on Netflix.
Paramount
it was
Plus,
on Paramount
Max.
Plus. Yeah, it was everywhere. So
Amazon Prime.
I need to go watch the whole thing because I just... But I wanted to give you guys a little taste of some of the ones I saw this morning. Jelly Roll did Hollywood Nights, and he brought out Travis Barker from Blink 182.
No, I want to hear a little Bob Seger as interpreted by Jelly Roll.
It's the first thing I saw this morning. It really set my Friday. And the second thing I saw was that someone had
you just need to let
messed
go
with our YouTube.
I think you've this is starting to be irrational. He's not the worst. He's not the worst.
Fair. It's fair. He's not.
He's not.
I don't think he's the worst.
But he's getting kind of under your skin a little bit. You just think he's overexposed.
I'll take Jelly Roll over Luke Bryan.
That's fair. I'll do that.
Shake that butt.
Yeah. Any day of the week.
Now that we've talked music for the first 12 minutes of the hour.
Let's play a musical game.
Let's play our musical trivia game of Take on Woods.
Maybe I'll actually get one right.
Coming up in our next segment, if you want to be our contestant, you can get on board now. 833-288-0973. Woods in a good mental space, I'd imagine, trying to bounce back from his last performance on Wednesday. A shutout 1-0 loss in Take on Woods. So if you want to... try to qualify at the end of the month here for our trip to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. We're going to get to that coming up. I also want to talk a little college basketball. Big decision ahead for the San Diego State Aztecs here as we approach the end of the season. First, though, I want to talk about Kearney Mesa Volkswagen. Right now at Kearney Mesa Volkswagen, they have the biggest event of the year. They're just getting it right off the top here in 2025, and some incredible prices on some amazing Volkswagens. You got to check these out. The Future Forward ID4, it is electric innovation meeting German engineering, and it's just $149 per month right now on a 24-month lease. Where can you get a great car like that for a great price other than Kearney Mesa Volkswagen? If you like the VW bus, how about the ID Buzz electric bus? Yeah, combining the icon, the style, with a zero emission technology and space for all your adventures. And right now at the Sign and Drive event, you're going to pay nothing at signing, zero down, 0 months first payment, and zero security deposit. You just sign your name, and then you drive off the lot with your brand new Volkswagen from Kearney Mesa Volkswagen, now part of the Sedano Auto Group. Woodsy talks about Sedano a lot. Veteran, locally owned. They care about the community. They're part of the fabric of San Diego. It's a great, great business to support, and it's centrally located right in Kearney Mesa. So check it out today. Head on down. Check out these VWs. They are amazing in person. Tell them I sent you, or go online and visit KearneyMesaVolkswagen.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sure, whatever his name, Joe, this morning on Facebook is in shambles with all the music talk.
Losing his mind.
Get back to sports. Where's the sports? We'll get back to sports in a minute.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
We really will. We've got another 100 minutes left on this program, approximately, before Annie and Elston take over. And guess what? You're getting a bonus 2 hours of Ben and Woods tomorrow.
That's right.
No charge. No extra charge included in your price. It's just an all-in package. You're getting a two-hour show tomorrow from Padres Fan Fest from 10 to noon. Which, by the way, the charge for this show remains
$0.00.
Correct. So, again, complaints, we will sift through them. We will
send them to Adam.
Yeah, send them to Adam.
We will take your complaints seriously, and then we will ignore them, usually.
And Adam, if you get them, don't send them to me, as I've told you numerous times, and you still continue to do. Tomorrow, the embargo is over. I get to make fun of Adam again.
Oh, it's a whole month. It's dry January.
Yeah. Dry January for me is my version where I don't get to rip on Adam. It's been difficult, but tomorrow.
Fair game February starts tomorrow.
Yeah, 100%. Right back in the torture chamber, Adam Klug goes.
All right. Looks like we have a contestant on the line. It is time for our final January episode of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods.
Can't believe John hasn't qualified already. John is going to be our contestant today for Take on Woods. Hello, John. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. This is your last chance to get in. Do you feel feeling lucky today?
Hey, this is the last chance, man. Fly or die.
All right. Let's do it. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing trip to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions, plus a two-night stay at Planet Hollywood and a $100 gas card. The Scorpions returning with their 60 years of the Scorpions Las Vegas residency show live August 14th through the 23rd at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You know how it works, John. You get to pick our category. Here are the choices. Not those. These. Those are 5 2-second songs that include the word these in the title. Naming Names. 5 song titles that include the word name. And All About You. Those are 5 songs that all end with the phrase about you. So not those. These. Naming Names or All About You, John.
Not those. These.
Not those. These. All right. He wants the music. Pauly. Open up the file and get ready for 5 2-second songs. You need to identify the song title and the artist in each of these songs. And again, the one commonality, they all include the word these in the title. John, are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Pauly?
I'm ready.
He is ready to go. All right, you'll have 60 seconds. You can always pass. We can come back to the song if there is time left on the clock. Your time begins when we play our first song. Again, the category, not those, these. Good luck, John. Let's take on Woods.
One of these might be
cool. Correct. Song number 2. These Dreams by Heart. Correct. Song number 3.
These Boots Are Made for Walking, Man. Stop.
Correct. Song number 4. Yeah.
One of these days, I don't know.
Passed on. Song number 5.
These Eyes weren't coming to accept too.
Wait, well, repeat that.
These Eyes by The Guess Who or Burton Cummings.
The Guess Who, correct. Do you want to go back to number four again?
Sure. I don't have that one.
All right. That's a four out of five. Good. And you got One of These Nights by the Eagles, These Dreams by Heart, These Boots Are Made by Walkin' Nancy Sinatra, These Eyes by The Guess Who. That was a good one. You missed These Are Days by 10,000 Maniacs. I don't know. Four could hold up here.
I think so.
We could have a win. We could have a tie. We could have a loss. I got no idea how this one's going to play out. This is going to be a fun one to end the month, though. Woods, I will tell you.
It's been super fun lately.
I will tell you. This is all 2 second songs.
Oh, God. All right.
They all have one thing in common, as usual.
Okay.
60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when we play the first song. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on John.
One of These Nights, the Eagles.
Correct. Song number two.
These Dreams by Heart.
Correct. Song number three.
These Boots Are Made for Walkin' Nancy Sinatra.
Correct. Song number four.
These Days by 10,000 Maniacs.
Song number five.
Three Dog Night, These Taints.
That is incorrect, which means John, with a score of four, has qualified for our grand prize drawing. Sneaks it out. John, congratulations. Stay on the line.
What's that last one?
That was These Eyes.
These
by the
Eyes.
By the Guess Who.
I hate that song.
You don't hate that song.
These Eyes are crying.
Oh, my God. That song's horrible. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never going to see another lot of like I had with you.
I'm sure it's just a sign of my age, but I cannot think of that song without thinking of Superbad. And
yeah.
These eyes are crying.
So funny.
And
so
good. I'll say it's technically These Are Days by the 10,000 Maniacs, but yeah, we will give John absolutely full credit for not those.
These.
A fun game to end the month. These Dreams is
that.
A great song.
Yeah,
Heart.
That's a good one.
I like These God. Boots Are Made for Walking.
Yeah, I
Nancy
do too.
Sinatra.
That's really good.
It's got to be tough to live in the shadow of a legend.
Oh, you think so? Like Frank that. Sinatra? Like one of the biggest legends of all time? Holy cow. That was great. It's nice to get one right. I was just happy to get one right. Even though I didn't win. Just getting one would have been nice. Was nice.
We'll come back. I would like to talk a little college basketball because the Aztecs do have a big decision to make soon. And we'll tell you about that coming up.
All right, my friends, don't go through another year with all that high interest debt. Let Loan Pronto wipe it all out now. It's your old pal Woodsy. Wanted to tell you again, their Rapid Equity Loan makes it easy to pay off all your credit cards or tackle that 2025 home improvement project. Get cash in your pocket fast with no appraisals, no paperwork, no waiting. With their AI-driven technology, it'll get you approved and funded in as little as a day. With low fixed rates, lightning fast transfers, you can do it too. Consolidate debt, improve your home, take control of your finances. Imagine being by next Friday. How about this? Credit card debt free this time next week. So don't wait. Call Loan Pronto today if you're a homeowner. 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. Get the process started. Get your free rate quote now with no hard credit pull. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval. NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms live long to hold you again. Boom, boom, boom. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be high. You gave a promise to me, and you broke it. You broke it, honey. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I have with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one.
So Jocelyn wants to know in the chat, what is happening here? No idea what's happening here.
Oh, God.
The guess who was in Take on Woods. Pauly said, all I can think of now is the movie Superbad.
I like the guy in the back going, wah, wah, wah.
He's like shaking cocaine. All up. That is one of the greatest movies ever seen.
It just kills me. It just kills me. I love it. Good pull.
Earlier this week, we talked about the Junior Caminero ninth inning home run in the Dominican Winter League Game 7 final to lift his team, Escogido, into the Caribbean World Series, and mentioned that it is coming to the San Diego area, Mexicali, and it starts tonight, actually. Woods, all games are going to be broadcast on MLB Network, so there's actual baseball if you want to watch it. Actually, starting this afternoon at 1:30, Venezuela taking on the Dominican Republic, so that Escogido team, managed by Albert Pujols, going to be playing in the first game against the defending champions from Venezuela, and then the second game is tonight at 8 o'clock, Puerto Rico against Mexico, and it goes on for the next few days. They get down to the semifinals and finals and crown a Caribbean World Series champion next week. Estadio Nido de las Aguilas in Mexicali.
I want to watch some of this. On MLB Network, did you say?
Yeah, every game is going to be on MLB Network.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so it looks pretty much 1:30 and 8 today, 12:50 and 5:50 on the weekends. But you check your local listings.
Good. I'm all over it.
To follow the Caribbean World Series. I bet it's going to be fun. I wonder if any Tier 1s
going
to make the trek and cross the border, you know, drive down to Calexico.
I'm sure.
And then cross the border.
Got somebody's texting, thinking about making the trip.
Oh, it's so fun.
Looks awesome.
Man. Looks incredible.
All right, let's check traffic. And then I want to get into a little college basketball and San Diego State's big decision coming up.
Not good news.
Probably not.
Yeah.
We'll see on 97.3 The Fan. So my colleague Steve Smith went down to Aztec's practice yesterday, got to talk to Brian Dutcher, who gave some injury updates on his roster. First, Jared Coleman-Jones, senior forward, who missed Tuesday night's comeback victory against San Jose State. Apparently, he's twice had his shoulder pop out, dislocation, get it popped back in, but then, you know, you got, as Fernando Tatis Jr. knows, got to be more careful with it. You got to be, you know, some rehab to it. He's going to be a game time decision for tomorrow's game against Wyoming at 5 o'clock.
Why does it keep happening?
Well, once it happens once, it's more likely, and he may need surgery after the season. Oof. But for now, they're just going to try to, as, you know, Tatis did, get it back in there, get it as healthy as possible, get him through the season, you know, hopefully through the NCAA tournament, and then they can get it cleaned up possibly after the season. But if he had a surgery now, obviously he'd be out for the year, so they want to keep him on
playing
the court.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't play tomorrow, Dutch pointed out, they have a bye on Wednesday, so they don't play again for a week until Saturday. So that may be the course that they go with Jared Coleman-Jones. See if they can win tomorrow against a lower-tier team in Wyoming without him, and then try to get him healthier. I think it's Colorado State they play at in a week. The other injury update is kind of the dilemma and the choice. You know, Reese Waters was supposed to be the best returning player. Preseason all-conference, he was the bulk of the experience returning from last year's Sweet 16 team, but back in October, started feeling some pain in his foot, didn't know what it was. Finally, doctors determined you got a stress fracture in this little tiny bone that doesn't get a lot of blood flow, and you're going to have to be in a boot, and they had him on one of those little scooters where, you know, he'd have to just keep it elevated all the time. So he did that for a while. The hope was that he might be back, you know, start of the new year, but had more scans, and they said, no, you still need more time in the boot. Finally, in just the last few couple of weeks, they let him take the boot off. Now he is at practice, and he's shooting on the side.
Yep.
But Dutch said yesterday, but he's still not cleared for full up-and-down basketball activity, you know, sprinting, going back and forth. He's going to get another scan probably in the next week or so, and if he's cleared, he could start then the full comeback. But likely, it will take, you know, 2 or 3 weeks before he's up to game shape and speed. And when you just kind of think about the timeline here, all right, so let's say he's cleared a week from today, February 7th. and then he takes 2 or 3 weeks to get ready. So you could bring him back, theoretically, right at the end of February, early March, to play in...
Mountain West Tournament. Potentially the NCAA.
But if you do, that's it for your eligibility.
He's done.
You're done for college. The rules are, if you want to take a medical redshirt, you can apply for one if you play in less than 30% of your team's games. But none of them can come after the midway point of the season.
Got it.
So if he plays in a single game the rest of the year,
he comes back,
plays in one, and goes, you know what, my foot doesn't feel right. His college career is over.
Damn.
If he decides to apply for a medical redshirt because he hasn't played at all, he's likely to get it and could come back and play next season for San Diego State and be what would likely be, you know, the senior leader of what could be an extremely good team next year, given the potential of the guys coming back all with one more year of experience.
Well,
that's the dilemma facing him and the Aztecs.
Extremely tough decision for both sides, the team and for him personally. It sure feels like it makes sense for both parties to redshirt him.
I'll tell you what. Dutch, it's not hard for him. He will do whatever Reese Waters wants to
do.
Yeah. He may, you know, offer guidance and, you know, lay it out for him. But as a college basketball coach, the way Dutch operates is I will do what my players, you know, what they think is in their best interest for their academic careers, for their basketball careers. He won't force you to redshirt. You know, he'll recommend, hey, I don't think you're going to get a lot of playing time as a freshman, and you probably, you know, would be well served by redshirting. But if a guy says, hey, I didn't come here to redshirt, Dutch will say, all right, you know, we'll get you in as many times as we can during the season, and, you know, you'll use a year of eligibility. But he is not one to force players, you know, to do either play or not play. He will let Reese Waters make that decision for himself. And if Reese thinks, hey, this team, you know, could be heading to the tournament, and I want to be a part of it, he may decide, I'm going to try and come back and play this year. But I tend to agree with you, Paulie. I think the idea of having a full year healthy next year and coming back with a group that could still have Miles Byrd, Magoon Gwath, Farrell Compton, Taj Gorville, all coming back
pretty
next
nasty
year, Miles
all
Heidi.
A year of chemistry to
And by the way,
maybe the most important part.
Waters has been at every practice.
Yeah,
he travels with the team.
Man.
He watches all the film. He's part of the team. He just hasn't been able to play this year.
Miles Heidi said his leadership is very dear to us. He's not a verbal guy. He's here every day. He's leading off the court, which is perfect for us. Yeah, does the travel with them, rebounds for him, and shoot. Like, that's a dude that wants to be part of this team. And I like what they said in this article, too. Essentially, they said he shut it down, like as far as going in the portal or anything like that. He goes, I'm comfortable here. I like the culture. It's a place where I've grown my game. I don't think anybody else could do that. It seems like he wants me back. If you read between the lines, too, on another quote in there from Miles Byrd, he said, super excited to see what it could look like. You got guys who are in the first year of college and learning. You got guys like Reese, who already, in my opinion, was a top 25 college basketball player. You give him a year off where he's able to get his body back, it's going to be scary. That's an encouraging sign for Aztecs fans who, again, it's not uncommon for every single fan base in America. If you have good players on your team in college, you're panicked about Kentucky coming to call with a, you know, $800,000 offer for a Miles Byrd or whatever it may be. So if you read between the lines there and based on a couple of things that we've heard too, Ben, through the grapevine, a lot of these guys want to be back here next year and try to get this thing going.
But the big unknown in college basketball remains NIL.
Yep.
And when push comes to shove, they can all say right now,
can you turn it down?
I love this team. I love my teammates. I love San Diego. I love San Diego State. I want to come back. And San Diego State says, we'd love to have you. We will devote as much NIL as we can. We've got, hey, I don't know, $200,000 for you. We can get for you an NIL. And they say, great, I am excited, I am coming back. And then Kentucky comes knocking on the door with $1.5 million.
You're done. How do you say no?
Can you really say no to that?
Yep.
Because that very well could happen to a Miles Byrd or a Magoon Gwath or even a Reese Waters, who didn't play at all this year, could have some insane financial offers And that would change the equation for anybody.
We've been talking about it now for a couple of years, and this new world of college athletics with the NIL money, and it's not a level playing field. Maybe you thought that would level the playing field out. It's just not going to happen.
No.
With schools, whether it's the football powerhouses or the basketball powerhouses, they can just offer more than a school like San Diego State. I do think the best thing that San Diego State at least has going for them is they were only one of eight teams that played in the NIL tournament this year.
That's huge, man.
In Las Vegas. That's going to expand to 16 teams, I believe it is, next year, but they will still be one of those teams. Like, that gives you a leg up on a bunch of other schools. That's, what was it, like, I think we were estimating, like, could be like $60,000, $70,000 a player?
Yep.
And NIL money?
It's further unevening the playing field, actually. It's not evening the playing field. It's the opposite in college sports.
It's evening it out for San Diego State.
Now, San Diego State is actually closer to being a have than a have not in college basketball. Now, they're not Duke, Kansas, North Carolina, or Kentucky.
So but why do we keep losing players then?
Because they're losing them to those schools in particular. But they're also gaining players from a lot of other schools, like guys like Jared Coleman Jones who come in, like Reese Waters. Reese Waters went to the, or no, I'm sorry, Nick Boyd went to the Final Four and didn't stay with his school. He came to San Diego State. So in that sense, San Diego State's kind of a winner in NIL, but they're also a loser. They lost Lamont Butler. They lost
Keyshawn Johnson.
Elijah Saunders left. Micah Parrish. Even Chad Baker Mazzara, who was less an NIL guy, but was more of a academic guy. He's now one of the best players in the country for Auburn, the number one team in the country.
Crazy.
There's been a lot of good players that have come through San Diego State.
Put those guys back on this team this year. What does it look like?
Look at that team right there. You know, talk about the Dodgers being a super team with two playoff teams.
Yeah.
If you just took everyone who is currently or was once an Aztecs basketball player, you have two really good NCAA tournament teams right there, just of Aztecs.
Well, we do this with the Padres every year. You build the all Padres traded, you know, who was traded team, and it always looks pretty stout. Like, you can get it done. But no, we've got people that have talked to us, and a lot of these guys have expressed interest to come back. But again, Benny, when push comes to shove, do you really want to stay, or do you want to take, some life-changing, potentially life-changing money for these guys?
So tomorrow's game against Wyoming, I'll say the same thing I did Tuesday against San Jose State. Should be an easy win. Aztecs favored by double digits. But at this point, when can you ever count on that? And Wyoming made 17 three-pointers in their last game, which was an overtime win over, I want to say, Fresno State, one of the other lower teams, but they can shoot, and the three-point shot is the great equalizer. San Diego State gave up 15 of them to San Jose State in their last game. We didn't know last Tuesday they weren't going to have Jared Coleman Jones. Now he's, much more questionable. We have no idea if he's going to be able to play, and maybe Miles Heidi will be back in the starting lineup. So, this is a very dangerous game. Again, a team that if you lose, you're already on the bubble. You are last four team in, or like just off the last four team in every bracketology I've seen this week. 10 seed or an 11 seed. Jordan in North Carolina just sent me one. 10 seed against other 10 seed North Carolina in a play-in game in one bracketology this morning. You lose to Wyoming, you're off the bubble, you're out of the NCAA tournament as an at-large. So nothing good can happen tomorrow. it's just you have to win that game and then move on to the next week.
Not to switch gears entirely, but did anybody catch any of the Pro Bowl games last night?
I saw one clip.
Okay.
I saw one clip as well.
Of Sam Darnold hitting just target after target after target.
It was at the same
caption of, where the hell was this?
Was it the same game? Because I saw, I think it was Josh Allen.
They had, like, the moving X's.
Yeah, the X's with different, and then a point total would come up.
Yeah.
And you'd have to try to hit that total while it was up.
It was like Dave and Buster's type
game. Yeah, it really was.
It was.
Expanded.
Well, it was that. So I caught it. So I was, when Bo got home from school, or from where he was, I said, let's put this on. Because he loves flag football. He has a playoff game tonight. He's elated. He's so excited. I was trying to catch, like, the flag football part.
The flag football game is on Sunday.
Is that on Sunday? Okay, we'll watch that Sunday.
That's kind of the actual.
Last night was kind of the
skills
and everything else. But we caught the relay race and Helmet Harmony. Did you see Helmet Harmony?
Helmet Harmony. It was like the newlywed game or something?
Yes. It was Terry Crews was the host, and he would go to guys from the AFC and the NFC, and he'd say, okay, who's your coach's favorite player? And they would have whiteboards, and they would write it down, and be like, Jordan Love, and they both got it right. It was slightly entertaining for about 5 minutes. Dodgeball. They played dodgeball. I mean, it was tough. It was rough. The relay race, you had the Bosa brothers running against each other, but they decided not to run. They power walked. It was a bit of a train wreck. And then you look and you see the panel up there, and it's Ryan Clark's in there. Dan Orlovsky's in there. They were interviewing Joe Burrow, and I'm like, this has got to be mortifying for these guys. Yeah. Mortifying. For Joe Burrow, he's sitting there answering. His face was so deadpan, and he did the skills challenge. He was hitting the targets, and he was just like, uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. That was cool. I mean, it was a tough watch.
It's such a tradition in sports, so this goes against all of that tradition. I just am not an all-star fan, all-star game fan for any sport.
Oh, baseball's the best.
Baseball may be the best of the three.
They don't take
They're all tired.
They don't take a play.
It's all tired.
There's no play. Baseball is the only one that plays legit. They play it straight up.
Occasionally there's a John Kruk against Randy Johnson moment.
That's funny. Yeah. But like, Paul Skeens is not throwing 86 when he starts last. He's not like, all right, you ready? Here comes the heater. Like,
basketball is a no defense dunk fest. It's an 200. I think they scored 200.
And this
one
is
of the teams. This in the last
is
one.
This has turned into a
NFL's by far the worst.
It's by far.
Well,
the worst.
I'm glad they don't play the game. This is actually a better idea than what they used to do, which was try to actually play the game. I didn't watch the skills challenge, but I will admit when I saw that clip of the quarterbacks trying to hit the targets, I said, I could probably watch that for 10 or 15 minutes. You know, if you strapped me down and I had to watch it.
The 30-second clip is about all I could do.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the worst thing
I've
ever seen.
Well, they're playing game shows on it now. I was like, oh, okay. I smiled. But there's no need for a relay race or a dodgeball tournament or anything like that. The skills thing is kind of cool. I mean, watching guys, again, ply their craft at the best thing that they're good at, you know, in their case, Sam Darnold and Joe Burrow, and they're slinging it. That's kind of cool to me. And my kid liked that.
You don't realize it, but I now need to issue an apology and a retraction.
For?
Well, so yesterday, Paulie and I stuck around because I had some production to do, and you left. So I did the promo without you. And in the promo, I specifically said, we will not be talking about the Pro Bowl at all
on
Friday.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you
did.
I know you didn't know that. And I felt pretty safe.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
Coming up Friday, we'll follow more Padres trade rumors and get you ready for Fan Fest. We will not be getting you ready for the Pro Bowl games in the NFL.
Whoops.
I felt really confident that as long as I didn't bring it up, you wouldn't bring it up on the show today. I didn't even need to warn you. Go,
no.
Woods, there's no chance Woods is going to bring up the Pro Bowl, so I don't even need to tell him what I teased for the show today. But then you just went and out of the blue said, I don't mean to change the subject, but did any of you catch the Pro Bowl skills yesterday? It's like, what? There's no chance you were watching that. But you've got your kids. You could be watching anything nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, you watch what your kids want to watch. And it was either that or, you know, Woody Woodpecker, the movie or something.
Three? So, I know they were watching two yesterday.
I'll take the skills challenge.
How many do they got?
Any day of the week.
Oh, one other college basketball note. Late game last night, so UCSD fighting.
9 o'clock tip-off?
Well, it was in Hawaii, so that's a time change thing. But 9 o'clock tip-off. Actually fell behind by, this one was even too late for me. They fell behind by 13 in the first half, but rallied back for a 74-63 win over the Warriors in Honolulu. So got the win. This coming week, I think it's in the middle of next week, they've got the second game against UC Irvine. Revenge game. They lost at home. They go up to Irvine. They got a chance to win that one back and give themselves a chance to climb back up in the conference standings. So a couple of big games coming up for the Tritons, who remain. I saw, you know, some national people tweeting about UCSD, like John Rothstein, and going, start paying attention to what they're doing. Eric Olin and his team are doing it in La Jolla, because they have built a contender like faster than anyone imagined on the D1 level. First year of eligibility with a chance to go to the NCAA tournament if they can win the Big West tournament coming up in March.
Nice.
All right, we got 1 hour to go. We're going to actually move up the Rindle Report. So Paulie's going to get some more headlines for us, including a scandal brewing in the world of basketball.
Oh, man.
Stay tuned for that
here
coming up. And our biggest fan, name reveal. next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.